All right, let's see if Pat Pagano is there with the forecast. You there, Pat?
I'm here.
Well, I said that because I'm looking at Skype and it says no device found. Learn more about finding this device.
No problem.
So I have, with no device found, I have no idea how it's working, but it's working. So that's all we need.
That's all we need. And good morning, everybody. Beautiful morning. Nice day, sunny to partly cloudy, middle 80s. Humidity stays low. Clear tonight, mid-60s, partly sunny Saturday. There's a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon, mid-80s. By Sunday, sun and clouds, less humid again, mid-80s. And sunny, low 80s on Monday. Not a bad weekend, with the exception that there could be a thunderstorm tomorrow afternoon.
Well, that's good because, like I said, we're broadcasting tonight from 6 to 8 from the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon, and then tomorrow from 9 to about noon or 12:30 in front of the radio station for the concert.
I don't think they'll have a problem.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
And it can thunderstorm Saturday night. I don't care, Saturday afternoon.
You don't care. You'll be in, yeah.
I'll be inside relaxing.
So now
you've got a big, you got a big weekend series coming up to forecast for the Yankees.
Yep.
The Red Sox are coming into town.
Yep. So it's tonight, doubleheader tomorrow, yep. And Sunday. I already warned AJ. I said, you have a doubleheader, so you better get a lot of sleep. And there'll be showers of thunderstorms in the forecast. At least tonight, there's nothing.
Yeah.
So I shouldn't have to worry about that. Yep. So that's a big weekend for the Yankees. And it's a big weekend for me. Head to the lake tomorrow for the last weekend before the cruise. And I'm going to try to get the as much done with the other set in the studio as I possibly can. And, you know, at least I know when I go away, that when I come back, the majority of two sets will be done. And it'll just be some tweaking, so I won't be panicking. But the way things go right now, the director has barely gotten off chapter one on the script, still having all the problems with the editing, even though they converted the PDF into a Word document. It's just not, it's not holding the changes. It's, you know, jumping all over the place. So he has taken to the old ballpoint pen, and he's making changes manually.
Manually, huh?
Yeah, it's not good. You know, I would have been better off, like I do past years, I would have been better off just taking the movie, putting it in the DVD or the computer, and on one side have my Word, you know, document, and the other side watch the video and just put it under, what do they call that, when you have the text on the bottom?
Subtitle.
Subtitle. Put it on subtitles and just keep typing from there.
Yeah.
It would have been better off, but didn't do that, so that's where that's at. And yours truly is, you know, trying to get everything ready for this cruise, among other things. Yesterday, our handyman did not come. He called me to tell me that he wouldn't be here in the morning, but he'd be here at 1 o'clock. 1 o'clock, he called to tell me he'll be here shortly. 2 o'clock, he called me to tell me he just got home. So he scrapped the whole thing. He said he'll be here today with a helper to try to finish the whole job.
There you go. Now, have you started packing already for the trip?
I haven't packed, but I'm certainly getting out all the clothes, you know. They allow you on the plane, they allow you, you know, to check in one, carry on one on the plane. So I'm gonna try to take the least amount of clothes possible. I mean, it should be relatively warm from what I could tell, upper 70s to around 80, 81 degrees. And, you know, in all these cities, and nights down around 60. So they said we need collared shirts for the evening. So I have to bring collared shirts for the evening.
That's because you're on the cruise, right?
That is correct.
That's right.
Yeah. And, you know, T-shirts during the day with shorts.
Yeah, when I was on the Queen Elizabeth II, the two times I went, the level I was on, it wasn't collared shirts. It was either a suit or you know, a dinner jacket.
Ooh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. It was either one or the other. So I got myself, it was great, with the Bargain Barn. in Sharon. This is back before, well, years ago, and I went in there because I was back. I'm a big guy now. I'm, you know, 280, 300 pounds now. I'm a big guy, but back then I was big, well over 400 pounds. And I went into the Bargain Barn, and what did I find? But a white dinner jacket.
Wow.
That was a size back then, 60. Right now, I take a size 48. But back then, that was a size 60. It was perfect. Wow. It was perfect. I looked like
a million bucks.
An overweight James Bond.
Wow.
And you take a guy who's 420 pounds and going to dinner on the QE2, right? Wearing a white dinner jacket, you know, black tuxedo pants and stuff like that. I'm telling you, it was unbelievable.
Did you wear that every night?
Yep. And what I did is, what the great thing about the Queen Elizabeth was that I would put it out. I would hang it outside my door at the end of the night.
Right.
And the next morning I'd wake up and it'd be there all done, all cleaned again. All clean and fresh.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you didn't have to pay for that?
No. Well, no. This was, I headed a tour up and I bought 25 people with me. I 25 cabins I sold on the tour. So I was upgraded to, I didn't have to do anything with it. I just spent money on alcohol and gambling.
That's interesting because with this cruise, I looked it up and they do have a laundry service. And if you need your shirts pressed, $4 a shirt.
They did it for nothing back then.
That's really cool.
That's because, well, I bought 25 cabins that back then it was, I think, $1,200 or $1,300 a cabin. I mean, so I bought in like close to $30,000. So, I mean, I should have had my cleaning paid for.
Yeah, really?
Matter of fact, they should have paid for my alcohol. I spent, on that week and a half, I spent almost between alcohol and, I spent a lot of money. Between alcohol and gambling, I probably spent well over $1,000.
Well, see, that's one. First of all, I don't drink. But second of all, this does include all your drinks.
Okay, there you go.
And gratuities. Okay. So everything's included. And but I don't drink. You know, I mean, maybe every once in a blue moon, I will have a little bit of red wine. You know, that's about it.
I had the greatest people that came along on those cruises. The great made a lot of friends who came on
friends,
both
yep.
cruises. Yeah, cruises that because I had two cruises in a row that I did, it was a great time. You'll have a good time.
I'm kind of looking forward, to meeting some people because we're going. You know, usually we try to get a group of friends, but everybody had excuses prior to this last year. You know, whose mom is not doing well, this, that. Oh, I don't know. And, you know, and we just said, you know what? Let's just do it. And you know what? Let them do what they want. And,
let them eat cake.
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, that. Who's afraid of flying? Oh, yeah. One guy said, oh, no, I will never get on a plane. So, brother. Yeah. And, you know, one thing that I learned from my mom, may she rest in peace, and she always said it, she said, Pat, she said, when you're born, you come with a book. And that book is your whole life. It's all planned out for you. And there is nothing you can do to change what's in the book. And that's it. That's the way I look at it. Upstairs, he's got it all planned for us, Marshall. He knows exactly what he's going to do.
My book was a comedy. Okay. Hey, Pat, have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Tuesday.
All right, take care.
Okay, bye, Marshall.
Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with the check on our tri-state forecast.